Let me pray for us as we begin.
让我们一起来祷告。
Our Heavenly Father,
我亲爱的天父，
we ask that you would open our eyes to understand your word.
我们恳求你打开我们眼睛，让我们能够明白你的话语。
We ask that you'd help us not to just understand it, but to live it too.
不单止我们明白，更加能够行出来。
All to your praise and glory.
愿一切荣耀和颂赞归给你。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣名求。
So I've been speaking on the Psalms because I think they help us get into the rhythm that God wants us to be in.
我哋呢个麦自己会落嚟。
Sometimes we look at the Bible as just a list of do's and don'ts.
我哋睇诗篇，让我哋即系能够进入神嗰个嘅节奏。有时候我哋睇到诗篇嘅时候，好多时候讲到应该做嘅嘢或者唔应该做嘅嘢。
But the Psalms put us more in that rhythm of how God lives.
但系诗篇帮助我哋进入神嗰个节奏。
So our goal then is to conform to God's image and be like Him in every way.
我哋最终嘅目的系能够形成神嗰种生命进入佢自己。
So that no matter the ups or the downs, we're always living in God's character.
无论我哋有高有低，我哋都能够活出嗰种嘅生命。
But the rules of the Bible can be a good place to start.
但是关于诗篇的话，有一些规条我们可以帮助我们的。
And if you look at Psalm 19 or those like it, it talks about how good the laws of the Lord are.
如果我们看诗篇19篇的时候，我们看到谈论到关于神的律法。
To me, it's a little bit like learning how to drive.
读诗篇就好像等于我们怎么样学来到驾车。
Before you ever get behind the wheel, you need to first learn the laws of the road.
开车之前，你必须需要知道开车嘅规矩。
But the goal of becoming behind the wheel and practicing is that you can drive more by instinct.
最终目的就系除咗知道个规矩同埋揸车之后咧，你要学习点样去本能性咁嚟到学习点嚟到开车。
While still following the laws of the road.
当然你必须要跟住嗰个规矩嚟到揸车。
For me, this kind of took fresh meaning when my family went to France 2 weeks ago.
依次两个礼拜前特别系对我嚟讲有意义，因为我哋今次去咗法国呢个地方。
We rented a car and drove all the way around France.
我哋租一架车喺法国嗰度周围嗰度游玩。
But signs are different there. The rules of the road are different.
所有的路标同埋规矩都有所改变。
And oftentimes in French, which I don't know.
成日都系好多时候嗰啲嘅标志都系写喺用法文嚟写，我本身就唔识得法文。
So I figured out what this first road sign was.
首先我哋睇到，呢个系我第一个学识嘅标志。
It means do not enter.
当然呢个嘅标志就叫我哋唔好进入呢条街。
But it really didn't become real to me until I went the wrong way down a road.
但系我唔系太明白，直至到我有一次我入咗一条咁嘅路。
And after that, it became much more instinctual that when I saw that sign, I just knew to avoid that road.
慢慢我就习惯啦。每当我睇到呢个同样一个标志嗰阵时候，我就知道我唔应该进入呢条路。
This next sign has some French on it, but it was pretty obvious.
另外一个嘅标志，可能对于我嚟讲系比较容易明白嘅。
That they would be using radar detectors to judge if you are speeding or not.
当然呢个标志就话嗰度有个雷达嚟到探测我哋嗰个嘅有冇超速。
I took note of it, but it didn't really form my character of driving until I got an email that said I had not really followed that sign.
我明白呢个标志，但系我直觉上仲未习惯，所以咧我咧终于有一次嘅撞板。
And so I paid more attention and realized that there was a speed trap camera just 100 meters after each of these signs, and so I made sure I was going the right speed.
当我做过一次嘅错误嗰阵时候，每次我见到呢个嘅标志嗰阵时候，我就明白，当我睇到嘅时候，跟住嗰几里我就唔应该嚟到超速啦。
The point being, though, that all these rules are important and we need to follow them, but until we know them well enough that they just become part of our driving or part of our character, then it's hard to live.
就是说所有的标志呢帮助很多很多的规矩我们可能知道，但是我们直至到我们有个直觉性有习惯这个标志的时候，我们就不知道怎么做。
And so we've been seeing that the Psalms are like that, less of a rule book and more of just getting us into the character of God.
那個詩篇就好似咁樣,就係我哋有啲嘅規矩我哋可以學習,但係直至我哋學習到讓我哋嘅性格能夠明白神嗰個意思之外,我哋先真係知道.
My favorite psalm type that we studied was the first one we studied, a lament psalm.
有一種我最鍾意嘅詩篇嘅形式就係一種嘅哀歌嘅形式。
One reason I like it is because almost half of the 150 psalms are lament psalms.
其中我喜愛嘅原因就係話多過一半嘅詩歌都係依類型嘅詩歌。
But I really like how the lament psalm has this template that gets us into the rhythm of what do we do when we see something going wrong around us or in our life.
這種哀歌的形式是可以幫助好像一個模板,可以幫助我們去認識這個詩篇。
So a lament psalm, they always follow this format, this template.
在這個哀歌的形式裡面,大概是根據這幾樣東西來寫的。
And actually, these parts are the part of a lot of different psalms.
其實呢,這幾種的,這五點的話呢,亦都是好多其他詩篇所跟住的一個模式。
For example, a thanksgiving psalm takes these parts, but instead of asking God for deliverance, thanks God for the deliverance that the person received.
就如一個讚美的詩歌的時候,他可能是根據所有的模板,但其中有一兩樣東西,他可能就沒有加入。
And our psalm today, Psalm 2, is not a lament psalm.
我們今天所看的詩篇第二章不是屬於一個哀歌式的詩篇。
And in fact, it doesn't follow a same template for all of this type.
對可能是沒有完全是根據這個模板來表達。
But if we keep this, I'll keep this up here this whole time, we can see that even Psalm 2 has these various parts to it.
但是我們看到雖然如此,但是詩篇第二篇的時候,都有這個類似的形式,我會將這個幻燈片繼續放在這裡,讓大家作為一個參考。
I'll fill out what type of psalm this psalm is as we go along, but first we can note that it doesn't have the first part.
在這個詩篇第二篇的時候,我們可以看到,可能是第一個就是向神這個的 模板這個第一個可能是沒有存在的。This
psalm doesn't start off by addressing God, saying, Oh God, or some dear God.
他在詩篇第二篇沒有一開始就講到神啊,這類的,這種的講明這個對象。And
that way it's a little bit more like Psalm 1 that we studied last time I was here, being a wisdom psalm.
上一次我跟大家分享的時候,在詩篇第一篇的時候是一個智慧的詩歌。
A psalm that instructs us how to live to please God.
是對我們一種的教導,叫我們怎樣來敬拜神。
Or in the psalm's word, what sort of person is blessed in God's mind?
或者是某些詩篇說,某類的人是神所祝福的。
Psalm 1, last time we saw that this type of person follows God's ways instead of the ways of the world.
可以在詩篇第一篇的時候就說到, 被神祝福的人是怎樣去跟隨神的路,而另外一種人的話是怎樣沒有跟隨神的路。
And to skip to the very end of Psalm 2, we're going to find that the wisdom of this psalm is that we are blessed if we take refuge in God.
我們可以如果跳到第二篇最尾的時候,我們看他講到,就說凡是投靠神的人就是有福的。But
I'll get to that at the end.
遲些我們就會談到這個。So
how does this psalm start?
這篇詩篇怎樣來開始呢?
It starts with a complaint similar to lament psalms.
這個就是用一個投訴的形式來講。
It's a problem, it's a something that the psalmist is wondering, why is it like this?
就說寫詩篇的人就說,為什麼這個情況是這樣,在第一節那裡。
Verses 1 through 3 kind of talk about this complaint, about why is it that the nations all plot against God?
就譬如說,二、三節那裡提到,為什麼所有的列邦都來反對神?
Why is it that the kings and rulers of the world are trying to get out from under God's control?
為什麼君王和神宰都來到,想來爭奪他的捆綁?
If you remember when we talk about Psalms, Psalms aren't really taught, it's not one king that's in mind here.
譬如說詩篇那裡不是特意想到某一個的君王。
We don't need to look at the background and see that it's one people group that tend to rebel against God.
唔係話特別講到某一種嘅民族嚟到反對神。
Psalms are generic and meant to be taken really quickly and applied to us.
詩篇嘅係一般嘅形式，係一普及嘅形式，讓我哋都能夠一齊到明白。
So that anything that comes to mind as a people group or a person or an institution that rebels against God would fit us using this psalm.
如果我哋諗到某啲嘅人或者某啲嘅國家嚟到反叛神，但係依篇詩篇就可能就會能夠明白依篇所講嘅嘢。
But it is true that Israel, at the time that the Psalms were written, had some really big, powerful enemies.
当这篇诗篇写的时候，以色列国呢，有很多不同的敌人。
Israel is situated between two big areas that had almost always had powerful kings and rulers.
以色列是位居一个在两边都有敌人的一个的地方。
To the south was the Egyptians.
在南边呢，就是埃及。
And last week when we went to the Louvre Museum in Paris, Liam wanted to go find the Egyptian artifacts.
当上一次我们去法国的时候，我仔 Liam 呢就好想去看当地有关于埃及的博物馆。
He especially wanted to find the mummies, so maybe have a picture of.
他想呢特登去看下那个的木乃伊。
Because, yeah, they're pretty cool. Right, Liam? Cool.
很特别的一个木乃伊。
But this whole display at the Louvre shows off the power of the Egyptian royalty.
这个的博物馆是表达出当时埃及那种的厉害，很强大的国家。
And we can wonder and be amazed at the awesome things that they built and did.
我们对他们所做的和所建筑的 都感到极其可畏。
But at the same time, looking at these artifacts, we find that they aren't worshipping God. They're worshipping beetles, and they're worshipping frogs, and they're worshipping other things.
当我们看这些古物的时候，我们发觉他们所敬拜的不是神，是敬拜一些物体，一些昆虫，或者其他的东西。
And so despite the marvels of that civilization, they are a civilization that were not wanting to follow God.
我们虽然说见到一个很奇特的一个的文化，但是这个文化并不来到尊敬敬拜一个真神。
And when we walked out of that area, we saw this huge column.
当我们走出个博物馆之前，我们看到一个很宏伟的一条柱。
And amazingly, this is only the top, like, third of that column that would support a huge temple.
这条柱呢，其实只是影出那条整条柱的三分之一，这部分呢是支撑着那个的屋顶的。
This is one of the columns that supported a temple that Darius built in Persia, in Susa.
这条柱呢就是建筑来是一个庙的建筑，是在那个波斯王在大利乌年的时候所建筑的。
So this is one of those common enemies of Israel to the north side of them.
这个就是以色列北边其中一个敌人。
And here again, I think this column shows off the might, the ability, the power of that nation.
这条柱就表达出当时的皇帝那些国度的能力和那种的威势。
But it also shows off at the same time that they too did not worship the true God.
但同时候他们都是表达出他们不是一个敬拜真神的一个民族。
This double bull calf cow symbol of what they worshipped, a god of strength, they thought.
他们这个我们可以看到一边呢是一只牛，另外一边是一只羊，所以所敬拜是那种的这种的神的能力。
But the psalmist is wondering, why do all these nations want to not serve God?
但是问题呢就说为什么这些这样的国家不愿意来到侍奉这个真神。
And verse 3 echoes what they're hearing these nations saying.
在第三节的时候回应到这些民族所讲的东西。
These nations, these kings are saying, let us burst their bonds apart and cast away their cords from us.
第三节那里他就说到我们要挣开他们的捆绑，脱去他们的绳索。
I think we could say that the nations don't like the rules of God, don't like what he has for them.
我们可以明白到很多的国家和民族不喜欢神的规条。
And so unlike in Psalm 19, where the psalmist finds God's rules freeing and good for us,
在诗篇19篇提到神的律例是好的,
the nations that don't follow God only see that as restrictive and something that they want to get free of.
但是对于一些不相信的人, 他们就认为这种是一种束缚, 他们需要争取的。
It's not just the way of the nations, though. It's the way of all of our hearts that we see God as something that is binding us.
有时不单止是国家，也是我们个人的话，我们经常觉得神的律例是来到约束着我们。
All the way back to Adam and Eve, they wanted to make their own decisions. They wanted to be the one that decided what to do and what not to do.
回到亚当夏娃的时候，他们看神的话语就说神愿意我们做些什么，不想我们做些什么。
But the psalmist quickly goes to see that this is futile, this is worthless, pointless.
但是写诗篇的人认为这种心态是完全虚空无用的。
Because even if you don't like what the ruler is saying, the true ruler,
但是就算你不喜欢这些规条,
the true ruler, in verse 4, is still sitting on his throne in heaven no matter what thoughts the people below might be having.
但是管理这些规条的人仍然坐在他的宝座上面。
And so you look at verse 4, he who sits in heavens laughs. The Lord holds them in derision.
在第四节那里讲到,坐在天上的必发笑,必嗤笑他们。
It's like he's looking down at the people rebelling against him and just saying, why are you doing this? You're not as smart as you think you are.
就好像一个皇帝坐在高高的宝座上的时候,看下面的人,为什么你们这样来反应,为什么你们要挣扎,要脱离。
You're simply wrecking your own world and making things much worse for yourself.
你只是毁坏一切，令到你所居住的国家更加混乱。
And so this second section, really kind of moves us into this deliverance plea.
在我们第二段的就移到一个拯救的。
I meant the sense of trust. The third one up there. That the psalmist is saying, no matter what other people are saying, or nations, or institutions around us, we can trust God because He is seated on His throne.
对于无论其他国家，无论不相信神的人是怎样，我自己会相信神，因为他坐在宝座上面。
So when you look around and you see people or nations not aligning themselves with God, you can have that trust that no matter what the situation, God is still on His throne.
就是说无论其他人怎么想，我仍然相信神仍然坐在他自己的宝座上面。
And so again, I think we see really the goodness of the Psalms getting us into that rhythm of not worrying about the world because God is on His throne.
我们看到诗篇给我们的节奏，我们不需要去考虑其他人是怎么想，我们应该是照着神的节奏。
And verse 6 takes this trust one step further.
第六节那里带领我们进入另外一个段。
Because God is saying that He has set His King on Zion.
在第六节那里，他们讲到说，我已经立我的君王在锡安，我的圣山上了。
And so it's not just the King of Heaven that we have, but God has put His King on earth as well.
他不单止是神，有他的儿子，而且他将他的君王放在这个地上。
And so one type of psalm that this Psalm 2 is a Zion psalm.
另外一种呢,如果是看这个诗篇,我们都是讲是一个锡安的诗篇。
If you flip through the Psalms and you come across the word Zion, that means that God is dwelling with His people.
每当你查考阅读这个诗篇的时候,谈到这个锡安的时候,你就知道是提到神是居住在他自己的人民的当中。
God is constantly reminding us that He's not just a God far off and removed, but He's right here with His people.
神常常来到提醒我们，祂不单止是高高在上一个神，而且是住在祂的人民的当中。
But furthermore, this isn't just a Zion psalm, it's also an enthronement psalm.
这个不单止是一个锡安的诗篇，而且仍然是一个皇帝上位的一个诗篇。
And a royal psalm.
是一个属于一个君尊的诗篇。
Because it's talking about the king that God has established here on earth.
他现在讲到神立他的君王在这个世界上面。
The fact that this is an enthronement psalm means that this psalm was probably read at each new king's installation.
為什麼叫做一個即位的詩篇? 就是可能就是每當一個新的皇帝即位的時候,他會讀這篇詩篇。
So when one king of Israel died and a new king was to take the throne, this psalm would be read at that inauguration.
就是當一個老的君王去世,另一個新的君王接位的時候,他就會閱讀這篇詩篇。
In fact, most scholars think that there are kind of three voices throughout the psalm in the three sections. Four.
很多的學者認為呢,要呢可以分為三段。
Such that maybe the high priest would read verses 1 and 2 and 3.
可能是祭司長可能是講到讀第一節到第三節。
And another one reading 4, 5 and 6.
可能另外一個人就讀第四節同到第六節。
Etc.
然後就最後個部分。
And it would be this act of inaugurating the king.
就話點樣去嚟到安立呢個嘅新嘅皇帝。
And God saying, maybe as the crown is being placed on the king's head, as for me, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill.
就係當呢個將呢個皇冠放喺一個皇帝嘅頭上嘅時候，佢就提到呢個話：我已經立我的君王，我嘅喺呢個嘅石安嘅聖山上面。
So the next section we get to is starting in verse 7.
下一個段落就係從第七節。
And again, you can see this idea of an enthronement happening.
我可以睇到呢個嘅即位嗰種即立嘅君王即位嗰種嘅情景。
And here it's probably the newly crowned king that would get to say these words.
可能呢個被立嘅皇帝可能就會讀呢啲嘅章節。
Verse 7 there, the Lord said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you.
第七節那裡講到,我就說,你是我的兒子,我今天生你。
It's the crowning of God's son, basically.
就是說安立神的兒子。
It's not like the other nations around Israel who thought that this king was a deity, a God himself.
不是好像其他國家認為那個君王就是一個神子。
But it is a very special adopting of the king as God's representative on earth.
而是說,接納了這個皇帝就是神所安立在世上的。
So that the king needed to be very sure that what the king was doing was aligned with what God was wanting.
就說明一件事,就說這個君王應該按著神所立的東西來進行。
And as always though, the true power behind the king would always be God himself.
但是最終的權力是權能的話,應該是在神那裡。
Which is why in verse 8 and 9, we have God promising the king that if the king would just ask, God will deal with the nations, deal with this problem.
就是好像第八節和第九節,如果皇帝向神請求的時候,神就會怎樣來對付其他的國家。
And in fact, verse 9 has this interesting image of God having this iron scepter and the nations being more like a pot, a vessel, just a bunch of pottery.
這裡第九節特別是講到神有鐵杖,其他的東西就好像一些陶像所做的瓦器。
Again, at the Louvre Museum, all this ancient pottery was always cracked and broken and kind of glued back together because it's not very strong on its own.
Yeah, 我去到博物館的時候看到很多的陶瓷。 所有的陶器都很多時候有些裂痕或者打碎了,而是後來的人將它黏在一起。
Likewise, the mightiest nations, peoples, institutions of the world are always like that, still fragile before God.
所以其他在世上的列國,就在神的面前都好像這些瓦器一樣,那麼容易來破碎。
And so, we have this situation where God has promised his king that the nations would be his inheritance.
在這裡我們看到, 其實世上所有嘢都會成為基督嘅產業。
But yet throughout Israel's history it never actually happened that way.
但係以色列嘅歷史裡面我哋發覺佢哋全世界都唔係以色列嘅產業。
And one day the Israelites were taken into captivity in Babylon.
到有一日以色列被掳到巴比倫去。
And then this psalm basically changed from being an enthronement song to a messianic psalm.
當在這樣的時間發生的時候,這個是即位這個詩篇就成為預表到將來尼賽亞的詩篇。
Because there was no longer a king to enthrone in Israel.
因为在这个国家败亡的国家再没有一个皇帝是被立。
But yet they still believed God's promises of an eternal king and a rule of the world.
但是他们以色列人仍然相信一个永远来到神永远被立的王。
And so they looked forward to this anointed son who would come and rule.
所以他们遥望着希望有一个神的儿子来到做他们的君王。
And of course, the New Testament describes in great detail how this son, this anointed eternal ruler, was Jesus himself.
我可以查考其他圣经就明白这个将来被高立的皇帝就是耶稣。
Psalm 2 is one of the most quoted Old Testament passages in the New Testament.
在诗篇第二篇是新约里面常常被引用的其中一个诗篇。
When Jesus is baptized and rises out of the water, God says, You are my son.
当耶稣受洗从水里面上来的时候有声音就讲就说你是我的儿子。
Likewise, when Jesus is transfigured, the transfiguration, God says, This is my son.
当耶稣在山上变形的时候他们天上有声音就说这个是我的爱子。
And so, if you look way to Revelation 19,
我们看到这个创世纪第十九章。
We have this promise of Jesus being God's son and finally coming and doing what Psalm 2 talked about.
我们看见耶稣基督来也都是他能够做到诗篇第二篇所做的事。在第启示录十九章听我读。第十五节那里有利剑从他口出来可以击杀列国。他必用铁杖辖管他们，并要喘全能上帝列怒的酒渣，在他衣服和大腿上有名写着说：万王之王，万主之主。
To me, I think Revelation is taking Psalm 2 and talking about how it finally gets to become what God promised.
我的理解就是在启示录那时候是将诗篇第二篇所讲的东西最后能够怎样去成就。
And how it is that Jesus Christ really is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
说明一样东西基督是耶稣基督是那个的万王之王万主之主。
It's interesting to me that this rod of iron in Revelation 19 just simply becomes the word of the Lord, that sword coming from his mouth.
就是这个铁杖呢是等于是从他口中所出来的。
The book of Revelation talks about two types of people, those who rebel against God and his ways, and those who follow him through Christ.
在启示录那里我们看到一群呢是遵奉服从神的也都有来到反抗神的一堆人。
And I think if you look at Revelation, it simply makes that case that if you are God's creation, then you're called to follow him.
就说启示录给我们看到说你既然是神所创造的你就应该来到跟从他。
So looking back at Psalm 2, our final section.
我们翻翻去诗篇第二篇最后一个段落。
It says to serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling.
他那里讲到说你们要要敬畏敬佢的服侍耶和华，同埋全战惊而快乐。
Kiss the son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way.
要用嘴亲子，恐怕他发怒，你们便在道中灭亡。
Revelation pulls this out in great detail about why should we as people follow God.
喺启示录我哋睇到说明一件事，我哋点解要跟随神
？Because he's king, first of all.
第一就是他是那个的君王。
But even if you look at your own selfish reasons for following him, well, one reason is because if you don't, he has the authority to kill you.
但是从一个很自私的角度看的话，我们为什么一定要跟从他？因为他有那个掌管那个的生命生死的权柄。
And Psalm 2 begs you to recognize that God is king and you are not.
这个诗篇第二篇的时候说明一样东西就说他是神你不是神。
And it's in your best interest to recognize the king and serve him.
你应该来到敬畏这个的神。
But Revelation and the New Testament points out that there's more to it than that.
但是在启示录给我们看到更丰富的内容。
And even in Psalm 2, we have it right there at the end of verse 12. For his wrath is quickly kindled.
在十二节嗰阵时候，佢话到，因为佢嘅怒气快要发作。
The New Testament shows us just how that wrath of God was kindled.
我哋喺新约嗰度睇到神嘅怒气点嚟到发作。
If you remember, Ephesians chapter 2 talks about how all of us, all people of the earth, were following our own ways, deciding not to do what God, the King, wanted.
在以弗所书，我哋睇到神系人系点样嚟到背叛神，点样去跟从自己所要做嘅嘢。
And because we're not recognizing God's sovereignty, we could be subject to that wrath of God.
因为我哋唔睇到神嘅主权，我哋就会受到神嘅怒气。
But for verse 4 says, but God, because of His rich mercy.
但系第四节嗰度讲到神佢自己有丰盛嗰个慈爱。
That He gave us Christ as a free gift, so that God's wrath would be let loose, removed.
就神将佢自己儿子赐俾我哋，能够使我哋免去神嗰种嘅愤怒。
And so the New Testament shows us how God's wrath really is taken away because Jesus Christ took it for us.
我哋睇到神嘅愤怒被挪去，系因为主耶稣基督嘅缘故。
In Psalm 2 verse 12, there, kiss the Son.
佢度十二第二章诗篇第二篇十二节嗰度话，佢哋要以嘴亲子。
On the one hand, it really is this idea of submission to a king.
呢个咧系一个讲明系人点样去降服，俾呢个嘅君王。
But on the other hand, it's an expression of love for somebody that you love.
亦都系一种爱嘅表达。
And certainly we see that in the New Testament.
当然我哋更加能够明白一样嘢喺新约里面。
John says in 1 John that we love because God first loved us.
喺约翰福音我哋听到佢哋讲就话我哋爱，因为神先爱我哋。
And so that when we see the love of God, we're turned and our attitude is one of responding in love.
当我哋睇到神嘅爱嗰时候，我哋就有一个爱嘅回应。
And so that truly, blessed are all who take refuge in Him.
所有投靠他，佢都可以得到福气。
So the Psalms encourage us to take refuge in God.
以诗篇里面嚟到鼓励我哋要投靠我哋嘅神。
And the New Testament shows us how that happens through Christ, that we trust in Him.
喺新约里面，我哋明白我哋要投靠基督，我哋点样嚟到信靠佢。
And I really think that things like the Lament Psalm template help us to see what it means to take refuge in God.
即系回到呢个嘅哀歌嘅模式嗰时候，可以帮我哋明白我哋点样嚟到信靠神。
That is to say, when troubles of the world surround us, we bring it to the Lord.
当我哋被世界嘅问题环绕嗰时候，我哋将佢哋都交俾神。
We express our trust in Him and we ask Him to deliver us from it.
我哋表达我哋对佢嘅信靠，我哋将我哋嘅信建立喺神嘅上。
And that even in the midst of the nations around us being raging, things going wrong, that we still have this assurance that God is there for us.
当呢个世界，我哋环周围嘅世界系好多动荡嗰时候，我哋知道点样仍然嚟到信靠神。
Even now, Psalm 2 doesn't have its resolution because all around us, people are rebelling from God.
喺呢篇嘅诗篇里面，我哋睇到系冇一个结局，因为我哋所围绕我哋嘅旁边人都嚟到反抗呢个神。
And even our own hearts, we who trust in Christ, we always see that rebelling from God.
但虽然有时候我哋虽然话相信神，但我哋有时都反抗，我哋有一种抗拒。
But the Psalms have us look forward in assurance that someday God will take care of that and He will make all things right.
喺诗篇里面，神俾我哋有一个嘅信靠信念，就话多一日神会将呢啲嘅嚟到喺呢个情况里面将我哋拯救出嚟。
There's one more aspect of the psalm, though, that I want to point out.
仲有一样嘢我想提出嚟嘅。
And maybe I should do it by just looking at Revelation chapter 2.
我哋可以睇启示录第二章。
In the beginning of Revelation, you may know that Jesus talks to seven different churches.
喺启示录嗰时候嘅开始，我哋知道启示录谈到七个嘅教会。
And to one of them, in the church of Thyatira, he says this in verse 26 and 27.
其中一个教会他提到就是推雅推拉的教会。
I can read it first. The one who conquers and who keeps my works until the end, to him I will give authority over the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron. As when earthen pots are broken in pieces, even as I myself have received authority from my Father, and I will give him the morning star.
在第二章第二十六节这里这么说，那得胜又遵守我命令到底的，我要赐给他权柄制服列国，他必用我他必用铁杖辖管他们，将我们如同我不知道啊，狗摇户的瓦器打得粉碎，像我从我父领受的权柄一样。
And so I ask, who is the son in Psalm 2?
在第二章那个的儿子是谁呢？
Certainly it was the kings of Israel.
当然我可以说他是以色列的君王。
But in a messianic sense, it was definitely Jesus Christ.
从一个尼赛亚来讲的话，他就是耶稣基督。
Who God enthroned as king of the world.
是神所立的一个君王。
But Revelation 2 says it's also us as God's children.
同时亦都是可以是用在我们的身上，我们是神的儿女。
That just as God the Father gave the Son authority, so the Son gives us authority.
就如神将他的权柄交给他的儿子，他的儿子亦都将这个权柄交给我们。
I think this is one of the most peculiar things of the Bible, and I don't really understand how it practically works.
但这个呢，是我自己都有点困惑，不知道这个是怎样来到实践。
But the point here is that it's not a now we have authority and are ruling the nations.
这个不是单单只是我们现在是那个儿子有那样的权柄。
Even here it's looking forward to when Christ is finally on his throne.
而是说看到有一日基督是坐在宝座上。
That we saw in Revelation 19.
就在诗篇第十九篇。
And so basically what does Revelation 2 say that we're to do to be able to rule on God's throne with him?
就是说第二篇诗篇的时候怎样说明一样东西，我怎样跟神一起在他宝座上来到管权掌权呢？
Well again, verse 26, to the one who overcomes or conquers,who keeps my works until the end.
就说他在这里启示录第二六二六节的时候说，那得胜又遵守我命令到底的，我要赐给他权柄制服列国。
That is to say, those of us who submit to God as king.
就说讲到一样东西，就是每个当我们服从神的时候，作为君王的时候，
and do what he would have us to do.
做他们要我做的事的时候，
always acting as his representative on earth.
作为他自己的使者。
But even more so, the one who conquers, the one who overcomes, that's all these peoples and nations and institutions of the world that aren't bowing to God and are constantly trying to get us to not bow to God, that we, ignore that we don't follow them.
就話到有好多個國家、好多個民族，當佢哋違抗神嘅時候，我哋應該唔好同佢哋一樣嚟到咁嚟到背叛神。
So the idea of conquering and overcoming is just staying true to God the Father until the end.
就話嗰、那個權柄係制服嘅話，就係、是、第一樣嘢就係要服從神。
And so we are called to live as Christ lived.
我哋要像基督一樣嚟到活着。
Always trusting in God the Father.
常常信靠地，信靠神。
In a word, refuge.
以神为我哋嘅保障。
Looking at God to be our refuge.
向神系成为我哋每一个人嘅保障。
And so, not taking up that rod of iron now and trying to rule the nations through it.
唔系话，可能到一日我当佢翻嚟嘅时候，我哋噶。
But simply like Christ taking our refuge and putting it in God.
而是说好像基督一样来到在神作为以神作为他自己的保障。
For Jesus, of course, that meant the greatest sacrifice.
对基督来说基督要付出一个很大的牺牲。
And Psalm 2 paints that picture that we're never going to be the favored ones of the world.
我们可能就说第二篇的诗篇可能说到我们不可能是世界上所喜欢 的儿女。
And Revelation spells that out even more clearly.
在启示录那个更加是将这个的信息来讲清楚。
But throughout our life that we've been given, we always submit to God in his ways.
但是我愿意，我当我们活在这个世上的时候，我们愿意来服从这个神。
And again, I think that the Psalms help us to do that.
但是诗篇就是这样来帮助我们能够做到这一点。
They help us to take refuge in God.
他们帮助我们怎样来投靠神。
They show us that template of what to do when problems in our world come about.
给我们有一个模板，就是当有事情发生的时候，我应该怎样来做。
That we basically follow the template of a lament psalm.
我们可能就是好像这个哀歌的形式一样，个模板一样来到信靠神。
And when God delivers us, then they give us the template of a thanksgiving psalm to express that praise to the Lord.
当我们看到神的拯救的时候，我们就会进入另外一个模板，就是赞美祂的模板。
The hymns of these psalms give us that template of expressing our praise to God because of all that He is and has done for us.
就是这个的赞美的模板是帮助我们来到将这个的赞美来归给神。
And things like Psalm 2 that are enthronement psalms and messianic psalms and Zion psalms explain to us and show us and help us breathe deeply that God really is on His throne despite what the world around us looks like.
就话就如这个诗篇是讲到是神怎样来职位，是锡安的诗篇的诗篇，是帮助我们明白是神怎样来到管理。
And they encourage us always to put our trust in the Lord.
常常提醒我们怎样来到依靠神。
So I hope that you found learning a little bit about the Psalms helpful.
我希望你今天能够觉得是学习这些篇篇对你有所帮助。
They're really the one book of the Bible that you don't have to worry about the biblical context so much. What was happening back then when it was written?
我们这篇的诗篇有时候不需要我们去深入了解这个内容的背景是怎样走出来。
They're really meant to just be taken quickly and put into your life.
而是说希望呢将这个诗篇来到放在你的生命，来到即刻来到使用。
So that your life can take on that character of Christ.
让你的生命能够带出神那种的特性。
And maybe we'll understand then when he returns what it means that we will rule the nations.
可能到一日我当他回来的时候，我们能够完全明白。
Because I certainly don't understand it now.
我自己也都不能够完全明白。
But let's pray and thank God for it.
让我们一起来祷告。
Our Heavenly Father.
我们天上的神。
We thank you that even though the world around us is often at arms with you,
可能我们周围的世界可能同你们对敌。
We thank you that you are on the throne nonetheless.
但我们多谢你，因为你已经是坐在宝座上面。
And we thank you that you've given us Christ.
我们多谢你给我们有基督。
Who through his death and resurrection has removed your wrath from us.
经过他自己的牺牲，他自己的死亡。我们将神的愤怒来挪去。
We ask that you'd help us to live that same way.
让我们能够学习基督来到活出那种的生命。
And in so doing, be a light to the nations.
让我们成为其他列国民族的榜样。
And Lord, help us to understand what it means to follow you such that the nations will as well.
我们希望你们教我们怎么行，让其他的国家民族都是同样地行。
So that in the end, we all can praise you fully for who you are and what you've done for us.
最后我们希望能够所有的国家都好像我们一样来赞美神。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣名求。
Amen.
Amen.